Sports
Radio. Fox Friday Night Live.
Good evening, everyone. It is 9:05 p.m. live from the DSN Radio Ranch. This is Friday Night Live on Fox Sports Radio 1410. Well, Jeff, have you thought about Halloween? It's getting to be that time of the month.
Well, just a week and a half left.
Well, we have a special treat tonight for our listening audience. We're going to be talking to a couple of the members of Soul Seekers. A very mysterious name, isn't it?
It is.
It's a name that should be associated with a haunted house. And they're located in the United Kingdom. And what they do is investigate paranormal abnormalities. That's a fancy way of saying they investigate haunted houses.
All right.
So this is sort of prep for Halloween. And we're going to put a lot of emphasis on Halloween this year because tonight is just the first segment of the interview with Soul Seekers. There's going to be an interview tonight. And then, of course, we will conclude next week.
All right.
So are you ready, Jeff?
I'm ready, Jim.
Okay. Well, allow me to set this up and introduce our listening audience to investigators of paranormal abnormalities. With us tonight is Richard Felix. Richard Felix is a world-famous paranormal historian based in the United Kingdom. He was recently co-host of the popular television series Most Haunted. I don't know if you knew that, Jeff, but...
I did not, so this is news to me.
All right. Well, Richard has written many books on haunted houses, on haunted history, and recently launched a new project called Soul Seekers, which can be seen on dsnmusic.com. And then, of course, with us tonight also is paranormal researcher Sarah Jane O'Neill, who founded Soul Seekers with her husband Gil after moving into a home that was haunted. Good evening, Richard and Sarah. Are you there with us?
Hi, Sarah Jane.
Well, what a lovely accent.
Thank you very much.
What time is it in England right now?
It's about 4:05.
4:05?
Yes.
We're going to digress for a moment here. You're speaking to a former lolly salesman in Hyde Park.
Okay.
All right. Well, Jeff is going to set this up with the first question.
Okay. Sarah Jane, I wanted to know, at what age did you start experiencing paranormal activities?
Well, my earliest memory was about 1.5, 2 years old. And I remember laying in my cot and looking up at some lady that was looking down at me. And I thought, I actually remember thinking to myself, well, who are you? And, you know, at the time I knew that I had never seen this person before. And it wasn't right. I could just tell. And it wasn't sort of till I got older that I realised that when I remember back, she was wearing period costumes, you know, from the Victorian times. So, you know, that was my earliest experience, but I've had many, many since then.
Richard?
Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. You have this mysterious voice.
Thank you.
It's a ghost-like voice.
Oh, yes.
All right. What made you start investigating ghosts?
Well, I've been frightened of ghosts since I was 4 years of age, and it helps. I think, to be honest with you, it's probably therapy for me. I've been fascinated, really, by ghosts all of my life. I'm a great believer that ghosts and history actually go together, because I'm a historian as well as a sort of paranormal investigator. And I just thought that it was about time someone tried to prove beyond all doubt that there really is life after death. And that's my quest in life, I'm afraid.
And are you satisfied that you found the answer?
No, not yet. Oh, far from it. I'm working on it.
Sarah Jane, I have a question for you. When did you realize you were a sensitive? And what is it like being a sensitive?
Well, I think I've always known I was different in some way. Because of all the experiences I've had in the past, I think it was when I got older that I actually come to terms with it. I didn't really want to admit to myself that I was seeing these things, and I certainly didn't admit it to anybody else. And being a sensitive is very challenging because people always want to test you, you know, just to see if you really are able to do what you say you can. Not everybody believes in the paranormal, so it's very hard to convince other people of what you're seeing and hearing.
All right. Well, let's turn back to Richard, if we may. Richard, you there with us again?
Yes, I am.
All right.
This is working well.
I think it's going miraculously well, and I like your music as well. How difficult is it to deal with the general view that ghosts don't exist?
Well, that's the problem is, you see, that there really is no proof whatsoever. There never has been, and yet, since life started on this planet, people have talked of the dead returning, of seeing their loved ones, of ghosts appearing. So yes, it's very difficult to convince people because you can't show them any genuine proof. And I don't know whether we'll ever really be able to prove it, unless we all have our resident family, oh, our ghosts come back to see us all the time and accept it. I don't think there'll ever be a way of doing it, you know.
Why hasn't anyone yet been able to get undisputed proof?
Why indeed? Yeah, I don't know. Let me think about that. I'm working on it at the moment. But you see, the thing is, you know, you take a photograph, right? And then, it's a genuine ghost. People will say, well, you fake that. If we captured a ghost and got it in a bottle and put it on the stage and opened the bottle live in front of the whole world, people would still say that was done by trickery, by holograms or something. And even then, if you got people to line up on the stage, you know, all the audience and shake hands with it, everyone out there watching would say they were paid to say that. What's the problem? People, for some reason, they want to believe, because we want to believe there is something else, a life after death, but for some reason, this taboo subject of ghosts, it's just no such thing, don't exist, end of story, and it's so wrong.
Sarah Jane, you with us?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, hello there. Yeah. How frightening is it for you when you're out on an investigation?
I think it's worse for me because I'm a sensitive, you know, if anything's going to happen to anybody, it's going to be me. I'll be the one that'll be touched, or my hair will be pulled, or something. And people, you know, because I am the sensitive, people will send me into the scariest places alone and say, well, you go and see what you feel. And it can be really quite frightening.
What has been the scariest thing that's happened to you during an investigation?
Well, the scariest thing for me so far is when they locked me in the condemned cell at Derby Jail. It was absolutely terrifying. It was pitch black. I was all alone. I could hear like movements around me. I could sense something in there with me, but I couldn't see nothing. I couldn't even see my hand in front of me. And you can watch this on our episode at bsnmusic.com.
Richard, how far have you traveled in search for the truth about ghosts?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been to America twice, California. Then the Queen Mary, the Whaley House.
Going to California can be scary.
Oh, yeah, it was wonderful while I was there. The sun shines all the time, and it's wonderful. I love it. Done Holland, Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales. But America's the farthest at the moment. But who knows, you know, I mean, the world's out there, and I want to travel it and try and explore, find out more about, you know, what other countries feel about ghosts, because some countries, for some reason, don't have ghosts. The Dutch, although I've been to Holland looking for ghosts, they reckon that that ghosts are for the English. Germany has them, the French have a few, but it's strange, you know, different cultures believe different things. But it's very much an English-speaking people's thing. America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales. Something about us English-speaking people that, you know, we love ghosts.
Is Sarah Jade back on the phone?
She's here.
Hello.
Sarah Jade, have you or anyone on the team been physically harmed on an investigation?
Actually, we've just finished a big ghost hunt tonight in South Sea Castle. And while we were down there in the tunnels, I was actually scratched on my head tonight. And I've been, well, I'd say attacked. I've been, you know, badly scratched before investigation at a location in England where there's meant to be an incubus, which is, you know, like a demon form.
When you got scratched, did they draw blood?
No, but it was very sore and very deep and very red, and it stretched from the back of my knee right up to the top of my leg, and they were quite severe. I had to put, you know, cream and ointment on them for days.
Did it require stitches?
No.
Richard, what's next for Soul Seekers?
Oh, now then. Yeah, well, we're working at the moment on the next Mobisode, which is like an 8-minute little feature film, in one of the scariest places in Gloucestershire. It's a place called the Ancient Ram Inn. And there's the most, very eccentric old guy that runs it. all sorts of things have happened to him, and we're working on that. And then who knows? I mean, hopefully, next stop America, because that's the plan, hopefully.
Well, maybe you could just tell us where the Moby Sod is.
Yeah, that's a good question, because, you know, over here in England, nobody's heard of them. But it's a download that people actually do onto their mobile phones. Mini programs, sort of 7-8 minutes. The kids love it apparently, and everyone's doing it over there. But it's yet to come to England apparently.
Sarah Jane, I want to know, what's it like working alongside Richard?
Oh, it's really great. I mean, he knows everything there is to know about ghosts and history, and when you combine that together, it's just so good. And as a team, we work so well together. You know, our beliefs in the paranormal are the same, so, you know, it's been really cool working alongside him.
Richard and Sarah Jane, what is the one place that each of you would like to investigate in America? And then there'll be a follow-up question, and that is, why?
Okay, well, for me, it would have to be the Lizzie Borden house.
And for me, it's got to be the Alamo.
Why the Alamo?
Oh, well, I've always been, one of the many things, obviously military history is my passion. And from a very young child, I was mad keen on Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie and William Travis and the Alamo and the whole story. And it's haunted. So, you know, what better place for me to go? I've just love it. And, of course, Little Big Horn as well. Custer's Last Stand, like to do that as well.
Well, based upon your experience, what kind of ghosts or paranormal activities would you expect to encounter at the Alamo?
That's a good question, yeah. You see, one of the things that I believe ghosts haunt for is because of the sort of trauma that involves their death. Tragic trauma, premature death, that sort of thing. And here we've got, you know, 180 Americans that sort of, oh gosh, talk about, you know, died fighting for the country under very, very traumatic conditions. No surrender, you know, everyone killed, no survivors. And I just think that a place like that has got to be haunted. I think it's the trauma of their death will be encapsulated into the stone walls of the Alamo, and if you like, it's called sort of residual energy that gets being played over and over and over again. And I just, well, desperately want to go there. That will be a pilgrimage for me anyway. But to encounter some of the ghosts at the Alamo, yeah, that would be,
all right,
me,
Richard,
the business.
We'll be back to you in a moment, but right now we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Friday Night Live here in Fox Sports Radio 1410.